Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello, everybody, and so glad to have you again. You know, yesterday's program, just after I got through with it, it just kept eating on me and eating on me. There was just so much more that needed to be said and all that, and I just kept thinking about it. So I wanted to just continue today, and I'm not real sure what day you're hearing these programs on, but I hope this one follows the one I did yesterday, which was about eternal salvation, and that your salvation is secure in Jesus Christ. And, you know, don't let anybody try to steer you the wrong way, folks. That you can't find it in the Bible that'll tell you that Jesus Christ is going to blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not in there. In fact, it says in the Bible that he will in no wise allow your name to get blotted out. So be assured that God's God enough that if he puts you in his hand, the Bible says neither height nor depth nor power nor principalities nor past nor present nor devils nor angels nor even your ugly neighbors. No, your neighbors are probably beautiful. It's a joke, bad joke. But nothing can pull you out of his hand, folks. Nothing. Nothing can take you out of the hand of the Father. I want to read a scripture to you today. It comes out of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11. It says, day after day, every priest stands to minister and to offer again and again the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest, talking about Jesus, had offered for all time, notice that word all time, one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. Because, now here's the one I want you to pay attention to, verse 14. By a single offering, he has made perfect for all time those who are being sanctified. That just goes to reiterate what we were talking about on the last program. Folks, all time means all time. I've looked the word up in the Greek and it just means all. So you can be assured that he is not going to lose you. You can rest. If my kids had to face another day wondering, oh, wonder if daddy's going to let us be kids today. How stupid does that sound? That's about as stupid as it is to think that for 1 minute you can be in the family of God and the next minute you're not. My goodness. Let's do a song before I get wound up here. This is a good old one. God gave me many years ago. We gave it to Walt Mills. He took it and put it on gospel radio and took it up to number 6. It stayed there for 3 weeks and we were so grateful when we got that royalty check. We were so grateful that God used us to get the gospel out. It's a fun song. I think you'll like it. It's called The Devil's in the Phone Booth. Dialing 911.
Secret to success, to lose the Holy Ghost from the Son, the devil and the phone booth, Lord, dial 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911. Church is on her knees and loading up the spiritual gun. Yeah, hey, the devil thought he had us, now the table has turned. Now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth.
Well, he is. We ain't got too many phone booths around, but if we wrote that song today, we'd say, well, the devil's on his cell phone, dialing 911. Thank you for listening. Look, if there's anything that you hear on this program, you can go to saturatenow.com and get it. We have copies of the music and we have copies of the messages. In fact, listen to this commercial and we'll be right back.
Saturatenow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, saturatenow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Well, on the subject of eternal and secure salvation, it always brings up the crowd. And I'm telling you, this is every time God's got a good thing in His Word, a good thing, there's always controversies that are around it. You can take, for instance, healing. So many people just don't believe. Well, brother, that just went away with the apostles. I'm telling you, if healing went away, you're going to have to give me a date. You know, there's so much people that make excuses because they're not living by faith. The Bible says if you're justified by faith, you live by faith. And boy, that's another message for another day. But eternally being saved is a good thing that God gives to those who believe. Now you say, well, I doubt that. Well, you weren't created to be a doubter, folks. You were created to be a believer. God made you that way. My God, the Bible talks about it, and even in Mark chapter 11, it says, have the faith of God. You know, I know in the King James it says, have faith in God. But if you study that out, it says, have the God faith. God's got faith. God operates by the same faith He expects you to operate. In fact, it says you can't please Him without it. And Jesus even told the disciples when He was talking to somebody that He said had great faith, He said, when the Son of Man returns, will He find faith? That's what we need, folks, is faith. Faith to believe, and not only believe, but act on what you believe on. Look in James. It says, if you've got faith, it'll show. You'll show it by your actions. So with that in mind, folks, let's just believe God when He tells you that you're eternally secure. Just believe Him. Don't believe some old messed up guy that's off in the flesh somewhere that can't live by faith. I hate to say it, folks, but it usually comes from teachers and preachers and people that just don't have the ability to walk by faith. The Bible says we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says we ought to know people by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Whose responsibility is it to do the changing in you? When you give your heart and life to God, just like it said, perfected for all time, those who are being sanctified. Now, whose responsibility is it to sanctify you? It's the Holy Spirit's responsibility, and He'll do it. The Bible says He'll lead you into all truth. Now, yes, you've got to be willing to turn your will over to His will. Because we've said this in earlier broadcasts, your will, you are a creature with free will. But I promise you this, anytime your free will is a decision separated from God's will, it's something wrong. You're going the wrong direction. So if you'll do like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, and you say, Lord, He said, let this cup pass from me, but nonetheless, not my will, Thy will be done. And that's the way our lives end. As long as you're allowing God to have His will on your life, the Holy Spirit is working to sanctify you and make you holy and more holy and more holy. Ooh, holy, I don't know if I could be holy, brother. That word kind of scares people. But the word holy simply just means separated, separated unto God. If you live with the Holy Spirit sanctifying you as a process day by day by day, you become separated more and more and more to Jesus Christ every single day. Now, that's some good stuff. But if you got some old preacher going to sit up there and look at his congregation, and he's got to get these people down in the altar some way, so he starts preaching hell and high water, picking on their favorite sin. Because, look, folks, if you don't have faith, then this is what the Bible talks about, the foolishness of preaching. Yet God chose the foolishness of preaching. You know why? Because in our minds, with human wisdom, it makes sense to us that if we know some stuff's going on in our congregation, then by George, we ought to preach on that. We ought to preach against that. We ought to preach against it. But they don't understand by faith the words of God that says, sin gets its strength from the law. When you start preaching legalism, you're strengthening sin. You ever wondered why? If you've been like me, and I've been here sitting in a congregation and want so bad to get free from something and just find myself in like a cycle over and over, just can't stop it. It continues to perpetuate. And listening to the preacher tell me, you know, you need to do this, and boy, you need to stop that, and you need to get this altar and repent. And I'd get down there and whine and bawl and squall about something, you know, but it was all a flesh response to a fleshly message. Because when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the Holy Spirit will come inside of you. True repentance will take place. Your mind will be changed, and you will truly repent, and you will truly walk away changed. You, like we said in the last broadcast, when the love of God gets inside of you and starts burning and boiling around inside of there, it will absolutely give you a distaste for sin. I talked to a fellow the other night, and he told me, he said, you know, I've been in church, and I keep looking at my watch. I'm so ready for this thing to be over with. I'm tired of the preacher talking about his hunting trips and talking about where he met his wife and all these kind of things. He said, I made the mistake of telling him some things that was going on in my life, confiding with him, you know, thinking that he would, he said, oh Lord, next thing I know, he's up in the pulpit preaching on it in public about me. He said, and I know it. He knows it. He's looking right at me. He said, man, I want somebody to just tell me about Jesus. He said, I get more out of going home reading my Bible by myself than I do sitting in that church. But that's one of the problems we have. People waste so much precious time harping on sin, not realizing that preaching on sin perpetuates sin. The law is the strength of sin. If you're going to be legalistic and preach legalism, then don't be surprised when your people never get freed. But if you'll tell them about the love of Jesus, if you'll show them and introduce them to a God that loves them so much that while they were yet sinners, He died for them, and you harp on the love of God, and you keep harping on it, and you keep telling them about the love of Jesus Christ and how precious He is, and you watch the scripture that says it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. Oh, yes. Give it a try, folks. Give it a try by faith. You might not agree with me, but I'm telling you, give it a try and see if these people don't really. If you're a preacher and you got a church that just absolutely looks like they won't change, nothing changes, try changing your message. Get on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Get on that message. I promise you with all of my heart, there will be a change. Your people will start being sanctified for real. They'll start being some real repentance. And I'll tell you something else that's really good. It'll take the pressure off of you. It'll take the responsibility and the pressure off of you as a minister and a preacher to make those people get right. Let the Holy Ghost do His job. His job is to change people. The love of God is stronger than any message on somebody's favorite sin you will ever preach. I've heard some good ones. I've heard them shout and scream at you to the top of their lungs and just fill those altars full. And the same people that came this Sunday will come next Sunday and the next Sunday, and they never get anywhere. Don't you want to see the people in your church make a real change? If you do, then start preaching a message that has real food in it. Folks, if you need Jesus, let Him come in and love you. Let the love of God come in and cause you to truly repent and turn your back on that lifestyle that you are so sick and tired of. God bless you. If you've accepted Christ, the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we right here at Saturate. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for calling this station and letting them know you want to hear more. We love you. Go to saturatenow.com and pick up on some of this stuff. We'll see you here again, same time, same place. Bye-bye.